I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 3657.
Welcome, folks, to Your Voice Counts on this very solemn, solemn day. And it's solemn because of the fact that we are going to remember our fallen shipmates that were slaughtered on June the 8th, 1967 by the Zionist State of Israel. The Zionist State of Israel knew exactly who we were on June 8, 1967. And we have proved that, and they've said that over and over again. And folks, this terrible, terrible war crime and war against America was done on purpose with the blessing of the United States of America. 34 American sailors and Marines were murdered, 174 were wounded. The government of the United States of America set us up to be slaughtered, spitting in our face then and now. The cover-up by our government is unconscionable. The United States of America and its elected officials are in the hip pocket of the Zionist State of Israel and bow to their every command, on their knees, I might say. Rather than to bring the murderers to justice of American sailors and Marines doing what their country had told us to do. And this 47-year cover-up will never be forgotten by the crew of the USS Liberty and our friends and their families. Mr. Gary Brummett, please go ahead.
Hey, Phil. I want to thank RBN and the opportunity to remember our shipmates. Are we fixing to read the names off would be my first question.
We are.
Okay. I have a little something I want to put in front of that with from the paper that I'm looking at, if that's okay.
Sure.
It's in recognition to the crew, and then I will drop down and I will start with the names and you'll ring the bell. That's correct, isn't it?
That's correct.
Okay. These are not my words. These are words of others. I'm just simply reading them, but I feel them 100%. June 8, 1967, a day to remember our USS Liberty shipmates on final and eternal patrol. Never before in the history of the United States Navy has a Navy Board of Inquiry ignored the testimony of American military eyewitnesses and taken on faith the word of their attackers. Captain Richard F. Kiefer, Medical Corps, U.S. Navy retired, USS Liberty survivor. I will start with the names now. William Allen Ball, Philip McCutcheon Armstrong, Gary Ray Blanchard, Alan Merle Blue, Ronnie Jordan Campbell, Jerry Lee Converse. Robert Burton Eisenberg. Jerry Lee Goss. Curtis Allen Graves. Lawrence Paul Hayden. Warren Edward Hershey. Alan Higgins. Carl Lewis Hoare. Richard Walter Keene Jr. James Lee Leno. Raymond Eugene Lynn. James Malin Lupton. Dwayne Rowe Margraff. David Walter Marlboro. Anthony Peter Mendel. Carl Christian Migrin. James Cecil Pierce. Jack Lewis Raper. Edward Emery Remeyer. David Skolak. Melvin Douglas Smith. John Caleb Smith, Jr. John Clarence Speicher. Alexander Neil Thompson. Thomas Ray Thornton. Philip Charles Tiki. Stephen Spencer Toth. Frederick James Walton. That was our final name, Phil.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. May RBN please go ahead with taps. May these brave American heroes rest in peace. But unfortunately, I have to say their lives have been taken in vain until the truth is brought out and recognized by the United States government as the war crime and act of war against the United States of America, not only aboard the USS Liberty, but all Americans that live in this great land. Now, Mr. Ron Kukul, we would like to bring you on, but first, Gary Brummett, if you have anything to add, and don't go away, I wish you would, please.
Phil, if I could collect my thoughts for a moment, because it's having a little trouble right at the moment.
I understand.
Let Ron go ahead. I do have some comments that I have written out here, but let Ron come on board, please.
Okay, welcome aboard, shipmate. How you doing, Ron?
Thank you. I'm doing just fine. Heavenly Father, once again, as we have done every single year since the attack, we have not forgotten our shipmates, not a one of them. Once again, we're doing what our government won't do. 25 years ago, almost to the day, we dedicated the USS Liberty Memorial Library in Grafton, Wisconsin. And we did it by ourselves. Well, maybe not quite by ourselves, but we didn't have any cooperation from the government except for one fine chief petty officer who came on his own. Father, I don't know how long this is going to last. I have no clue. But I know that you know, what's been done to us. I'd like to place that in your hands today. We've all done what is physically possible to do as fleshly human beings. Somewhere along the line, we have to ask you to take over, and I'm asking that today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Phil and Gary, both.
Thanks, Ron.
That's the music, gentlemen. Please hang on. Friends, support your sponsors at RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can't handle the truth. And may I say, folks, this is the only radio station that I know of in the United States of America that's honoring a crew of wounded and murdered sailors. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back, folks, to Your Voice Counts in this very, very solemn day to remember our shipmates. And we do this, folks, for a very, very personal and very obvious reason. No one should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded, premeditated murder, not even the Zionist State of Israel, and then have our government cover up for them and set us up to be sunk in the Mediterranean and international waters. Is unthinkable, but that's exactly what happened, and we're trying to right that wrong. Trying to do it through Congress, never going to happen. They take their walking orders from the Zionist State of Israel, And that's just the way it is. So as Ron said, we have to do it ourselves. Because we are one. We are a crew. And that bond will never be broken till the last one of us is buried and gone. But believe me, the story and the truth of the USS Liberty will come out someday, and these criminals will be brought out to justice, or their names will be brought out to justice if they're not living, and the Zionist State of Israel should be held accountable and pay reparations to all the grandchildren of the men that were aboard that ship, and especially the men that died that day. Gary, go ahead, please.
Well, I've got something. I'm going to veer off of what I have written down because I was thinking about something else, Phil. And I think it would be fitting today to go along with what we're talking about. Now, I've got two people that I cannot mention their names because I don't have permission from the surviving crewman, and the other one I didn't happen to meet. But one of our shipmates, 8 years ago, at a country club setting, was introduced to a past vice president of this country. And when he was introduced as a surviving crewman of the USS Liberty. And the vice president seemed to be a little bit impressed by that, and they talked about that at length. And the crewman made the statement to the vice president, wouldn't you say that this is one of the most covered-up events in the past 100 years? The ex-vice president stated to him, in light of the position I held and the positions I currently hold, I cannot say that, but I do agree 100% with what you just said. But then the real tale comes about with what he says next. He says, everybody in official Washington knows the truth, but nobody is going to do anything. Let me repeat that. Everybody in official Washington knows the truth, but nobody's going to do anything. They know the damn truth, but you know, rats don't like the light of day. Now, this happened under Lyndon Johnson's watch, and may that bastard roast in hell forever. But each president, vice president, senator, and congressman from that day forward are just as equally guilty of what has happened, and the truth has never been brought to light. Look at the Stark, look at the USS Cole, other ships that have been attacked. All the effort that was put forth to bring the perpetrators of the attack to justice. But what in the hell has happened to us? They buried us. They simply buried us. You know, and I will start by the script that I had written out for today. You know, recently, the past leader of Australia made a statement about the Liberty not being an accident and caused quite a storm with the Aussie Jews. It seems the world over, the Jews use the same BS about 10 congressional investigations. Well, an associate of ours contacted Senator Bernie Frank's office and asked how many investigations had they been into their Liberty, congressional investigations. When Senator Bernie Bernie Sanders' office checked, it showed zero investigations. Then his office contacted the Navy Department. They said only the original Naval Court of Inquiry. Well, we all know that was laid to waste by the Captain Ward Boston affidavit. He explains it was a cover-up, damning evidence removed, firing on life rafts, and this is not in the findings anymore. Something that I am proud to say, that while I was vice president and you were president, it was your idea, I think, we offered a $10,000 reward to anyone that could prove there was ever one congressional investigation. We still have the money, and we don't have no damn takers yet. You know, Sunday marks 47 years we have lived this damn nightmare, but still the lights for liberty, justice, are still turned off in Washington, D.C. Knowing AIPAC, you know, it controls those cowards, it gives me a real warm feeling, kind of like diarrhea. I'll let you take it from there, Phil.
Well, very well said, Gary, and you brought up a very good point about the vice president, and I've heard that story before, and it is disheartening to say the least. From LBJ on to now, these so-called Americans that believe in America first would bow to Israel rather than investigate war crimes and an act of war on the United States of America, in my view, is still ongoing because of this cover-up has never been investigated. Ron, do you have anything to add?
Thing. I'm on the show a lot. I love to hear you talk. I love to hear Gary talk. But today, I didn't think what I would, the prayer that I said, I didn't think it through at all. I just let it hit me on off the top of my head. Today, this has been the most cloudy, dismal, depressing day here that I've been around, that I have seen in a long time. I got to tell you, Phil, and people can laugh at me if they want, but as soon as I got done with the prayer and raised up my eyes, the sun was smacking me right in the eyes. Now, what I'm going to say here is that I don't care what they say in Washington, D.C., and they're not going to do anything about it because somebody a little higher than they are is going to do something about it. I'll back off right there.
Well, I believe that, and I believe that is the reason that we're alive. Unfortunately, 34 of our shipmates passed immediately, almost immediately. Well, within seconds, they were all dead until the torpedo boats got there and finished off the 25 CTs for the spot you were, Ron. But the thing that really gets me and it just galls me is that all the letters that we've all written all come back the same thing, and it all comes back to us, the survivors. There's been 10 to 12 or 13 investigations that that Gary alluded to that we all know are lies, and we write them back, and they said that it was a mistaken identity. The government of the United States accepted Israel's apology and paid reparations. Well, reparations, my rear end. I think most of the fellows aboard that ship got $150 to $200, and that was it. Is that reparations for 47 years of hell? Is that reparations for wounds? Is that reparations for not giving us our God-given rights of the First Amendment to go in front of Congress and tell the truth of exactly what our good buddies in Israel did to us? And the reason they won't is because our government was in on it. And it's just the way it is. LBJ wanted that ship sunk, and he wanted to go down now. And Israel was so cocky, they thought they could do it. But guess what? We didn't fire a shot, and we kicked Israel's ass. And that's just the way it is. And Israel's going to have to live with that. And if it's so easy, Israel, to say it was a mistaken identity, get us in court and we'll prove you wrong. We'll be right back, folks. Listen to Cap Faber's beautiful voice, real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Your Voice Counts, and thank you very much for being with us today and honoring the crew of the USS Liberty and honoring America and honoring the truth. And with these two gentlemen I have with me today, I have nothing but the most respect, the greatest respect for them and the way they performed under tremendous stress. I don't see how they went through it, to be honest with you. Gary Brummett was a third-class boilerman, and his crew stayed down below decks when the torpedoes were coming. They didn't leave the ship like rats. They didn't take off running. They did their duty, and they stayed there. They knew that if they hit, if they get hit, they're dead. I mean, it's automatically death. That's just the way it is. And then the ship sinks. But Gary and his crew stayed there. They kept the ship going, kept the boilers online, and kept us moving. And thank God for you guys, because I'll tell you what, you're all heroes, and I'll never, ever forget that, or I'll never be able to tell you in words what it means to me. And with Ron Kugel, his crew didn't leave, and they paid with their lives. 25 young men blown to bits. How Ron made it out there, I don't know, but he got out. And he did body recovery and identification. And what a horrible, horrible job.
Bill, I know that I appreciate what you're saying and everything, and I know that Ron does. Something I'd like to add here, I would also like to remember the our shipmates that we have lost since June 7, 1967, because we've had a number of men die. We've lost a few guys this year, and, you know, I won't try and name them because sure as I try, I'll leave somebody out, and that might offend someone. I'd like to mention that the 34 men that we lost, 31 of them were naval personnel, sailors. Two of them were the two young Marines, two of the young Marines we picked up in Rota, Spain, and one man from the NSA, and that would be the compliment and the makeup of the thing. I would like to say something else that this is just probably kind of off the wall in a way, but you go back and look at the official records on things. At 10:55 a.m. Tel Aviv time, June 7, 1967, Israel had ID'd us through the British publication Jane's Fighting Ships as a, you know, a signal intelligence vessel. Well, you know, the attack started at 1,358 hours. Yesterday, I'm just looking at numbers, and the time difference between 10:55 and 1,358 is 3 hours and 3 minutes. And I'm thinking, why does 3 hours and 303 sound familiar? 303 committee. Now, that 303 committee has nothing to do with, I'm sure, the actual time there, but it's funny how some things are the same. Anybody that's watched Dead in the Water knows what I'm talking about when I mention the 303 committee. That was an organization that gave Lyndon Johnson the plausible deniability in case an operation went awry. And I'd certainly in hell say that the USS Liberty operation went awry because, you know, back at the time all this happened, the Soviets had sub T-172 sitting in the Gulf of Sidra there off the coast of Libya with 8 nuclear weapons. The captain of that ship had orders to take Israel out if he received the word. Already had launch code, launch sequence. We launched nuclear weapons off the America. Now, some say we didn't. But some of the guys there that day say we did. I think we came so very, very close to a nuclear exchange over the greed and lust that these people had for stealing their neighbor's land. I really do. And I'll finish my comments kind of with something else. In 2005 at the Army Navy Club, Admiral Clarence Hill got up and spoke about the Liberty and to the crew. And one of the things that he said that will always stick with me, they're just waiting for you guys to die. They're waiting for you to go away. And the best thing that we can do and have done, and when I say that, that is the sum total of all of us that have contributed and made contributions in trying to get the story told or putting a stone somewhere, a plaque somewhere, or getting it in a newspaper. All of that does matter. And the other individual I'd like to mention is an Admiral Merlin Starring, who was very, very brilliant, very nice man. He was on the original court of on McCain's staff in London, and he did look at the original Naval Court of Inquiry, which he wouldn't sign because he didn't agree with it. When Admiral Starring became a head of JAG, or the Judge Advocate General of the Navy, he, in conversation to I some years past, he told me, he says, Gary, he said, I could have opened a new investigation into the Liberty. But he said, had I done that, two things would have happened. One, it would have been squashed by the politicians, by government. And two, I would have been run out of the Navy in shame. So, like I mentioned earlier about the Vice President, everybody knows the truth. Just ain't no damn body up there got the set of kahunas to tell and do the truth for us.
Gary, I agree with you, and I know Ron does, and we have a caller on board, Larry Broyles, that was off the USS Davis. Him and his crew came aboard, and with their damage control and helped us save that ship and keep her afloat by their expert work. And also, Larry Burrells has been stomped on like a dead mule by the powers that be, in my view, because he was connected with the USS Liberty and went to Malta with us on June the 9th. We arrived in Malta June the 14th, and then Larry departed the ship, and they took his ribbons away. They took his combat action ribbon away and his presidential unit citation away. Be it just because, in my view, he was aboard the USS Liberty and the people in the VFW post didn't like what he was saying. And I'll add one more thing, Larry. The American Legion, I'm not talking about his members, but the American Legion despises the USS Liberty and wants nothing to do with us. The American Legion, folks, can you imagine that? The higher-ups, the underdunks, Phil underdunks of the world, they don't want us there. And they don't want to hear about us. Larry, welcome aboard. Your voice counts.
Thank you, Phil, and thanks for the time that you have given to keep the USS Liberty alive. Even though tomorrow will be 47 years that we boarded the USS Liberty, I have grown very fond of the Liberty and very fond of the Liberty crew, and if I was put in that situation, I would do it again tomorrow. Again, I think that's some of the best men and shipmates that I've ever been associated with. They have been unjustly treated. They have been dishonorably treated. They have not been respected. Any of our new congressmen and senators that's coming along that wants to make a profound statement, he needs to stand up for the Liberty and get an investigation in, and so that the final justice will come about for this great crew and survivors that are still here on this earth. We're not getting any younger. And thank all you guys for your continued support for the USS Liberty and crew. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Larry. And I'm going to let Ron Kugel respond to that, because Ron has done a very wonderful thing for Larry, trying to help him get his due. Now, folks, Larry was awarded the Combat Action Ribbon and the Presidential Unit Citation, and they were taken away. They were taken away by fools that want nothing to do with the USS Liberty or the memory of the USS Liberty. But Ron got somebody aboard the USS Liberty, a very honored man, to help him. Please explain that, Ron.
Yeah, I'm scrambling to grab the letter that Commander Lewis wrote for Larry. I can't put my fingers on it right now, and I'm sorry about that, Larry, but we well know that that letter defines exactly, right to the hilt, what you did there and how he feels about the ribbons that were taken away. And you know as well as I guess I hear the music, Phil.
You do, Ron, and we'll continue with that. And folks, support your sponsors again on Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. And remember, our dear shipmates and friends around the world that are serving this country as we speak. God bless America. We'll see you in just a moment.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar.
They said that Israeli forces...
Welcome back, folks. Thank you very much for hanging on. And thank you, Kat Faber, our beautiful producer and songwriter and songstress. She's done a lot for the USS Liberty and couldn't do the show without her. And you know, I wanted to say the very people that worked aboard that ship that Gary and I were supposed to make sure they could get from point A to point B. So they could do their jobs. The National Security Agency had their own men slaughtered that day and did nothing about it. The FBI has done nothing about it. CIA, nobody's done nothing about it. I'm not saying that there isn't people that have gotten out of those positions and have opened their voices, but they become nothing but shadows in the dark because nobody listens to them, even though they try very hard. Now, when is a brave American from the NSA or CIA or FBI go ahead and break these files open and get it done and over with once and for all? Now, if we're such liars, you can prove it, and we'll go to Congress, we'll go anywhere, and just give us 5 minutes of our testimony against the lies and slander of the Zionist state of Israel, who has the gall to call us Jew haters and Nazis, war criminals, anti-Semites, every filthy thing you can call a USS Liberty survivor or their friends or families, they call you that because they can't handle the truth. They can't stand the truth. and they try to divert the real truth away from the American public. Now, we didn't murder anybody. They did all the murdering. They didn't even break a sweat. They didn't even break a fingernail. And they call us filthy, dirty names. And how dare you, Israel, and how dare you, United States of America, that is supposed to protect the bravest men that join the military and women that wear the uniform of the United States, and have them slaughtered one time. How many other times have you done it and we know nothing about it? Or how many more times will it happen in the future? Either one of you can pick up on that. Go ahead.
Well, Phil, I'm not disagreeing with anything you just said. There were numerous people at NSA and the CIA, I'm sure. I'm more aware of the NSA side of it, though, that, you know, wanted to try and have something done. But the Johnson administration put a lid on this, and they put a lid on it real damn quick. And these were rank-and-file people that worked for these agencies. These were not politicians. So they took their orders from a higher source. It's like I mentioned about Admiral Starring a moment ago, saying that he could have opened an investigation, but it would have been shut down, and he'd have been run out of the Navy and disgraced. There was lots of people that cared, but the people that had the control, the power, the people at the very top, they were the ones that stepped on us so bad. And I agree with something you say there. You know, if we're lying, if we're wrong, why don't these people, the Israelis, why don't they shut us up once and for all, not wait for us just simply to die? Why don't we go and have an investigation? Let's put all the facts on the table and make a ruling from fact and not fantasy, fiction, or conjecture, as they are real damn good at. And I want to add one more thing. Ron's prayer and what he said, I absolutely 100% agree with him. The good Lord in heaven is the only one that's going to answer this question for us. And bring some closure to this dilemma that we have. Now, it probably won't be in our lifetimes, but, you know, maybe someday there will be a handful of American people that will know the truth, that will actually give a damn.
Gary, I happen to agree with you, and the only thing that bothers me, and will continue to bother me, is, okay, we had Johnson in that era, but here we are 47 years to the day tomorrow, and we're in a different era of different leaders and a different president. And they're still covering up because they're under the heavy hand of the Zionist. And that's all it could be, because when the Zionists want something, they get it done. Jesse from Hawaii, welcome aboard. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Jesse, welcome aboard. How you doing?
Yeah, thanks. You know, I can't say enough about the U.S. Liberty and the crew and all those that are not with us. And I can appreciate this being a very emotional time because it really digs in. We were out there this morning for 3 hours. There's three of us out of our group. One of the gentlemen puts out great signs talking about the USS Liberty. I have a bullhorn, and we have another gentleman with his signs. And we targeted that for 3 hours this morning. We've been doing it almost every weekend. We've lost a couple of Saturdays, but for the most part, we're always there for 3 hours every Saturday. And we hit a lot of people. A lot of people have no clue that this, they don't even know what it is. They have no idea of what is going on. As we talk about our Congress and our legislature, our executive branch, all these people with dual citizenships, and how could Obama, the first guy staff, Rahm Emanuel, who served in the Israeli military with dual citizenship, brought him on as his key guy in the beginning when he first got elected. I mean, dual citizenship in our Congress. It's mind-boggling that these are Christian Zionists as well, not just the Jewish Zionists and the Muslim Zionists. But this is, people need to wake up that this, what happened to the USS Liberty is happening in other cases in different ways. They're squashing us.
Yes.
And go, so I don't want to take any more time, but, you know, I just wanted to mention, too, we're out here to continually, Phil, and thank you for your program, because I know I was on the radar. I know how much, you know, you're there all the time, and thank you very much for everything. And thank all the USS Liberty survivors. We're out here trying to do what we can, and we're not giving up.
No, we're not giving up. Jesse, God bless you for all you do, and it is my pleasure to have you on the air anytime. And have a great rest of the day. Ron and Gary, please close out the show. I think I've talked enough.
I've got something I'd like to say here before I, and then Gary, if you'll take it after that. I'd just like to say this. This was said by a sitting president many years ago. I don't have the exact date. The nation, which forgets its defenders, will be itself forgotten. Calvin Coolidge. I wish I had the date he said it. I don't. I hope that the people that are listening to this understand what this man meant when he said it. Do not forget those who took care of this country, or you will be forgotten yourself. I got it, Gary. You take over.
Well, I just looked at my clock, and I only have 4 minutes, so I can probably stand on my head for 4 minutes. But, you know, I look at the USS Liberty. I think about the Pueblo. What happened to the Pueblo would not have happened to those guys had the Liberty deal not been allowed to go forward. We've recently, that made the news and still in the news, the debacle in Benghazi. Here, these people could have received help. That was four Americans that did not need to die there. But the politicians are playing politics, and American service personnel are dying. You know, you take an oath when you join the service to protect and defend your country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, when I joined the Navy, in all honesty, I knew I would be going to Vietnam. I'd be in the Army if I didn't join the Navy. Well, I joined the Navy to avoid Vietnam, still almost accomplished getting killed. But, I mean, you know, getting killed in defense of one's country, I guess, is one thing. But getting out there and just absolutely getting damn murdered for a political agenda, that's rather problematic for me. I just don't know what to think. Out of curiosity, did we have any other callers? Anyone that...
I do have an important message, folks. Tomorrow is another memorial for the crew of the USS Liberty. On this very radio station, Deanna Spangola we'll have a three-hour radio show. We're supposed to be on for 2 hours, but I bet it takes up 3 hours. So, folks, if you want to tune in tomorrow, you're going to find out a lot of things about the USS Liberty. And I hope the crew calls in. I hope you guys join us, as always. And I know Kat has spread the word around the world. And it is how do I put it? My great pleasure that you two men have given so much to the USS Liberty and received so little back from our government is not fair, and it isn't that we hate America. We love America. I just don't like what our leaders are doing to us. So, folks, we got to go. Real news, real talk, real people. Thanks again. We'll support the USS Liberty. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. With finance.